It's often been said that the three things that sell magazines and newspapers are sex, money, and power. And in lots of ways, that's the case. Looking at the papers this morning, it was all filled with the corruption stories about the sports betting incidents and the continuing saga here in New South Wales with the Independent Commission Against Corruption and the Abid family and all of that carry-on. So with those three staples, the sex, money and power, and I guess the various forms of corruption and things that enter in that impact upon people's lives, we also get that in both of our readings today. Kind of extraordinary readings to have at the beginning of a new school year, things to really make us think about. Most of our newspapers don't have the fourth ingredient that is present in our readings today, and that is the saving work of Jesus. That's the one thing the author to the letter to the Hebrews wants us to know about. The one difference in all of these things that can actually change our lives, can make a community worth being a part of, can make our experience of life something truly significant. The person of Jesus is the one central moment in human history when everything else in our lives began to change. But the one thing that most of us haven't yet realized is how to live that, how to allow the person of Jesus to impact upon my life, upon my heart, upon the things, the areas of sin, the areas of corruption, those desires that I still have for sex, for money, for power, those things that need to be changed in order to allow that freedom of Christ to actually transform me. In the previous chapter in this letter to the Hebrews, in chapter 12, there's this description that is just incredibly magnificent. It's really the culmination of the whole of the letter. It's this vision of heaven. Not as perhaps many of us imagine it. Not a vision of white fluffy clouds and harps that are playing and things that are just absolutely boring and irrelevant. It's the vision of a city. The vision of a city come to its fruition, come to life, full of everything that is good and wonderful. That is in fact the vision of heaven that we find in Scripture. The other visions that advertisers often appeal to when they're wanting to use heaven as an image are not Christian at all. And that's a story for another day, but they come from Greek mythology and Greek philosophy, nothing to do with Christianity at all, and yet we assimilate those ideas into our own understanding of the faith to our detriment, because that's not the image, that's not the vision. And so the author is wanting us to have this sense, that's our goal, that's our direction, that's the end of the story, this image of the heavenly Jerusalem being fully animated. But before that time, things have to shake up. We're just before the passage that we read today. There's this image of the Lord Himself, like shaking the foundations of the earth. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to someone and they just have that kind of glazed look over their face, and you know that everything you're saying to them is just doesn't seem to be making it through past the eyes, past all the filters, and there is sometimes this desire in me, you know, to grab them and shake them and say, don't you understand? Don't you get what I'm saying? Don't you realize the impact of all of this? And the Lord is saying, you know, sometimes maybe that's what we need, just to have the foundations of the earth shaken so that we can get a sense of this is what we're being prepared for. This is the vision that God has prepared for all of us. God already wants us to be holy. God already wants us to live lives that are full of meaning and purpose because they're about Him, because they're about Jesus, because they're about the impact that He can have on our lives, to allow us not to live lives that are boring and full of sin, but lives that are holy, lives that are changed, lives that are transformed because of His grace, because of His Holy Spirit, at work in us. And the final line of our reading today gives us that sense when it says that all of this is true. All of those practical advice that the author gives to overcome these different areas of sex, of power, of money, all of those things that can distract us. He says the one reason that I want you to do these things is because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and He will be forever. Yesterday, He's been speaking about the whole sense of the covenant, all of the history of the people of Israel, all the ways that they struggled, all the ways that they tried to be faithful to the teachings of God, but most of the time stuffed it up. Most of the time they didn't get it. But Jesus was present in the midst of all of that. Jesus is still present today. He's able to be experienced. We're able to have this relationship with Him in prayer. He's able to impact upon our lives right here, right now. And He will be forever in this same place. So to conclude today, there is, of course, a prayer that we use in our tradition. We call it the Glory Be, a prayer that acknowledges the power of the Trinity at work in our lives and declares that same thing, that it was yesterday, today, and it will be forever. And so to conclude, I invite you to stand and to join with me in praying the Glory Be. So I'll say it through the first time, and then I'll invite you to join me in praying this prayer. But make it a real prayer. Make it a declaration. Make it a claim over your life. And so I'll say it first. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So let's pray it together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Yeah, I'm not sure that I was convinced that many of you had any idea what we were just praying, or that you believed that, or were claiming that truth for your lives. And so we're going to pray it again. If I get the sense of conviction, if I get the sense that, yes, you want your lives to be about that, that'll be it. If not, you know the story. We'll keep doing it until I'm convinced. So you're going to convince me this time? Together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.